All right, welcome back to the show. It's your buddy King coming to you from the Drunken Court. As always, joining me is my co-host, good buddy, and he could be the mage of my party today. You get to be the mage of my party. It's Snowman. What's going on, Snow?
You get a sober snowman today, so we'll see how if I sound different this time, because there's no drinking tonight. But
this is perfect. No, that's good. Yes, this is. I'm in the same boat. I went out for my wife and I went out for dinner last night to an Ethiopian restaurant. Which, if you haven't done Ethiopian yet, anyone, go check it out. It's a really great experience. Good food, and we indulge in some Ethiopian wine. Oof. So today is all about the SodaStream bottle. Cutting down.
Get hydrated.
Exactly. Getting hydrated tonight. Of course, you know,
this is what happens when you convene an emergency court. You get emergency two sober court. People, an emergency court.
Exactly.
By demand.
Exactly. But we always encourage people to kick back, relax, enjoy this podcast, however you prefer to do that. Maybe a little drink, a little glass of wine like I did last night. Maybe with a nice big old fat doobie, whatever floats your boat, man. It's all good here on the Drunken Court. As always, at the top of the hour, enjoy responsibly, and less is more. Keep that in mind. And joining us today for our very special, this is going to be a part two to our previous Final Fantasy episode we did with Sam. This is a good friend of the show. She has been on many times before. You know her, of course, from Anime Summit. You might also know her from her cinematography special episode she does, where she reviews movies. Her and I have been working on a Brat Pack series covering 1980s classic Brat Pack films. So go check that out on the feed from the Anime Summit podcast. It's our dear friend Danny.
I have to say, I was super salty when you did not invite me to the first one. Okay?
That's why it's an emergency session that we're having.
King got threatened. We're like, I'm just going to show up and pull up if you don't have me on the podcast.
You know what, Snow? We didn't think about this either. Let's pick the most popular topic probably outside of anime in our Discord. Like, Final Fantasy is huge, and video games in general.
Like, I fucking talk about Final Fantasy, and I think I specifically said, yo, I'm playing Final Fantasy. This is so great. This is awesome.
It's like if we had a Breath of the Wild episode. Like, a Breath of the Wild episode without Danny as well, we would have been murdered.
Oh, man.
Wait till Danny finds out about our card capture Sakura. Multi-episodes. Multi-episodes.
The Drunken Court will be officially canceled by then.
So this is the perfect opportunity. Danny reached out. She's a massive fan. And she loves talking about Final Fantasy video games, of course, on our Discord, which you can find at links.animesummit.net. There you're going to find tons of cool information, not only about this show, The Drunken Court, but also the whole network, Anime Summit, Anime Plummet. Go check out all that cool stuff that we have going on, as well as getting access to the Discord, which is how this whole conversation kind of started. The three of us and a whole bunch of other people have been playing the new Rebirth game that's come out in the last couple of weeks, which has been awesome. So we're gonna do a little bit of history here in a second with Danny about Final Fantasy, and then we're gonna talk a lot about the game. So, you know, when we talked with Sam, it was kind of more Final Fantasy culture, Snow and I's background with it, talking about a lot of the other games, but I really wanted to dig in on Rebirth because the three of us are playing it. I'm loving it so far. We're all at different levels, so we'll be mindful of that here in a second. Before we kick anything off, Danny, is there anything you want to plug for us and the listeners at home?
Go head over to our Twitter or our Discord in the announcements under the pins. You will see a nice little Google form that has our wonderful, huge, big anime award show that we do with the Plummet Boys and everything. We did it last year and it was a big success. So we're going to do it this year again, and most likely going to do it again the following year. So go vote. There's some pretty interesting nominations and everything like that. the cutoff point for the polls is March 22nd. So yeah, so you have a couple more days for that there.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, I got to get this out before then. So that,
yeah.
Makes me,
yeah.
So that makes me think, okay, I'm going to start editing tomorrow. Yeah. We were recording this on March 16th. It's the
Hopefully it's not March 23rd when you're listening to this.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
We'll get this out for patrons real fast. So hopefully this will go out by Monday. I think that'll be good.
Also, and of course, I have a little co-host right now, Mochi.
I know. Mochi. I see. I was gonna say Mochi's there. Mochi's like, I'm here to talk about Rebirth as well. Big Red 13 fan. Mochi is a big Red 13
no,
fan.
What are you doing? No.
And he's anti Kate. No Kate. Fuck Kate.
Oh yeah, I forgot about it. Yeah. Oh man. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and get into it. We're skipping drinks today because nobody's drinking because we're really here to provide
Sprite,
entertainment.
So.
There we go.
I have a cherry Coke.
Hey, ooh, cherry Coke sounds so good right now. Mm. I love that. But Danny, let's start off with this. Take me through a little bit of your history of Final Fantasy. You know, when did you get introduced to the games, the franchise? You know, do you have a favorite one? Let's start from there.
So, I mean, my friends and I, it was like, I don't know, early 2000s around that time when like the PS, the 90s is when like the PS1 came out and everything like that. So anytime my friends and I had like just a one player solo game and we all wanted to just play. So we would just sit around the TV and one person would obviously be playing, but if they die, then they would have to pass the controller. So that's kind of what we did, really. My introduction to Final Fantasy was Final Fantasy IX. That was my
let's go.
That one's my favorite. I love that one. I really hope that the rumors are true that they're gonna like remake 9, because honestly I personally think that's the best one. Like, no hate on 7, because like I know 7 is the one that really skyrocketed the Final Fantasy franchise's popularity and stuff. Like, that is honestly probably a lot of people's first. Like, if you talk to a lot of people, most likely they will say Final Fantasy VII is their favorite. or you'll get some few people who will say, oh yeah, 4 is my favorite, or, you know, 8 is my favorite and everything. But mine is definitely 9. I love 9. Zidane, like, I have a fucking little like plushie of Zidane.
Oh, cool.
So like he's my boy. Just like the story in general for 9 is just so good. And it has Vivi. Like, who doesn't fucking like Vivi? Like,
let's go. Cool. The ultimate, one of the ultimate mages in the symbols like of mages.
He his aesthetic is definitely like the classic Final Fantasy Dark Mage look. And like he's so iconic. I love him. And then after 9 was 10, and like a lot of people give
10.
Hate on 10, but I love 10. Like 10 was great. 10 was great. I thought it was awesome. Like 10 was also the first Final Fantasy that had voice acting in it too. Mm. And that was that was like a huge deal.
If you go back and listen to some of those audio, it's you're like, what the hell?
Is it Waka? Yeah. It's a little cringy.
Waka has the worst accent ever.
Oh my god! Yeah. But we got Dami Mami Lulu. Like, come on!
How did that man score that? I don't know.
I just realized. This is the second time bringing up Dami Mami Lulu on our Final Fantasy talk. Sam was all about Lulu as well.
I mean,
Lulu was made for us. It was made for us. Like, they made a character for our
Lulu
Discord.
Lulu was made for the emo kids. Like, she really was made for the emo kids. Whoever was a part of that whole, like, decision on like who was going to be a part of like the party for 10. Like somebody was a fucking like rocker on that team and says, bam, here's a character. Here's a dark mage for you. And she carries a stuffed animal. Like what?
That's
like
a weapon.
That's so what a dorky thing to do.
She's like from these like tropical islands and she's like just like dressed in dark,
she's
right?
So it's like the emo black. Kid. Yeah, literally. And then we get 10-2. Which everyone gives hate on 10-2, but awesome. Honestly, awesome. I don't give a fuck shit. Em. Like 10-2 was awesome as well. Like we got another like gothic fucking Dami Mami who's Pain. Like she is fucking. She was sick too. I was just like, okay, I'm sold. Like you know, but yeah, like that's kind of like my journey with Final Fantasy. I kind of stopped playing the Final Fantasy games after 10. It wasn't until maybe when I attempted to play Final Fantasy Zero, but I never finished it. Like I liked the concept of it, but I feel like there was just too many characters to
It was very long too. It's like a lot of missions, a lot of stuff. Yeah, it's long.
Yeah. So and then I what was it? 14 with all the boys? Was
the
it
boys?
Oh, 15. That's 15. I think it's 15. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
15. Yeah. This is the one where they whip around in the Mustang and it's just the bro. Yeah. Just the lads.
The boys. Yeah.
That one was pretty boys, good maybe. Too. I mean, a lot of people didn't like it either because they're all like, the story was okay. Like, no, you know.
And it needed like, it had like a cursed production. It had like 4 DLCs and it needed like 4 more to finish and it never came out.
Yeah.
Yikes. So yeah, it was.
Yeah. So, but I finished. Still liked it. Like, I mean, I'm
cute
sorry.
Boys.
All the boys are hot. So, fifteen was for girl, like for the femmes out there. Like,
yeah.
15 wasn't for like the masculine people out there. Like, 15 was definitely for the more of the femme people. So
yeah, I like like with anime, I like seeing the creators of stuff, right? And it's like all 15, the director of 15, Rebirth, the first Kingdom Hearts are all like the same guy. It's all the same guy making those games. And I think I don't know if Type Zero, because you can the gameplay of Type Zero, you can kind of like, oh, I see how this evolved into the gameplay of Rebirth. Yeah.
Yeah. I do feel that, you know, if we didn't have Type Zero, we wouldn't have like 15 or 16 or even like what happened with 7 and stuff. So in all fairness, I mean, it's all thanks to Type Zero for moving on with all that kind of stuff. So
Dana, did you play the original 7?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Okay. So this is your first step into Midgard and into the whole world and everything.
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool. I mean, this is a great way to do it too, honestly. This is a great intro to it.
It looks so good.
I have seen honestly, like with 7, I think I was just like too much of a hipster because like anytime I heard about 7, I'm all like, man, 7's overrated. Like, who cares about 7? Like, whatever. So, and then the movie, the Advent Children movie came out. So, and I was all like, so I watched it. I'm like, okay, this was pretty cool. And then that's kind of when my head started rolling and I was all like, man, I wish they would honestly remake 7 because like for me, when I was like in my early 20s, I wasn't really a fan of going back to like old video games really. You know, I feel like Final Fantasy 8 was really the game that kind of developed their characters and how they actually looked like people and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas 7,
they're not triangles and they're
literally
in 8 they're not triangles.
Yeah, yeah. So that was like I literally had zero interest of going and playing 7 because of like the graphics and stuff like that. Like, hate me all you want, but I didn't want to do it at the time.
I get that.
And like, and going back into it is so because like 7 at the time was like a huge jump.
Oh my god! Like the cutscenes when they showed you the animated cutscenes, you were like, "This It's the best time to be alive. Yeah, you're like, life will never get better than this.
Thing yeah. in the world.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And this obviously is seeing now. Right. I've played it once or twice as an adult now, and it's really fun to go back, but it just, you know, if we're in modern times and you want
it's like
feel.
96 or something. It's like 30 years old, almost yes. 30 years old yeah. at this point.
The dialogue is super 90s. I think of Barrett specifically, and he was like, "You shit asses, I'm gonna kick your shit." And you're like, "All right, sweet."
Definitely, they just like looked at Mr. T or something. I was like, "That's it. That's
for yeah. sure.
That's who,
sure.
I'm gonna
exactly. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
that's his whole thing." Now, Danny, bringing it back to 9, are you excited for the rumors about a possible remake of 9?
So I hope it's true. I really hope it's true. Like
it's swimming around. Like, it's swimming around right now.
I am like crossing my fingers, crossing my titties, crossing my toes. I'm crossing I'm crossing anything that's possible on my body for that to be true. Because if it is true, then that means I get to hear Zidane what he sounds like for the very first time.
That's so cool. Little monkey boy.
Because I mean in 9, did you ever play 9, King?
Yes, I did. Okay. When I was young, I can't. It was so long ago, and that story is obviously it's a Final Fantasy, very crazy. You think this is the bad guy, but really this is the bad guy, and it's like you're fighting God again. You're always God.
But like in 9, the cutscenes were so good. Like I enjoyed watching the cutscenes in 9 specifically. My favorite cutscene is when they escape. I forget the name of the city that they were in when they first start. But when they escape that town and they go into the forest, and when you kind of like face like the final boss to save, I forget what's her name. I can't remember. But she makes
these names were harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the names in 9 were a little bit harder than the other ones.
Honestly, the only people that I remember from like their names is Zidane, Vivi, Freya, and Bellatrix. That's it. Those are the only people that I know.
Adalbert. Oh, Steiner. Steiner's the knight.
Steiner, yeah, Steiner. Then yeah, what's the chick's name? What's the princess? What's her name?
Oh, they're all like goodness. The I have a couple of them show up in the in Kingdom Hearts 2, I want to say. That's where I know them from originally. And then I played some of mine.
I cannot see this chick's name. What is her name?
I'm about to look it up. Watch, yeah, I'm going to find it and you not 9
is one
it.
That I would love a remake. I would love
this is, by the way, this is fantastic content. It's just this is just a bunch of us like, up. Who is this? Who is this chick's name? Oh wait, yeah, I got it.
There's a couple of them.
Freya, Garnet. Is it Garnet?
Garnet. Yes. That's her name. And then she gets her nickname as Dagger. I'm just like, what? Why would she nickname yourself as Dagger?
You would enjoy the characters of 16. I think a couple of them. Like the main guy has like the incredibly sexy voice. Sexy voice.
Funny thing. I am playing 16, but I'm not. Ooh. Honestly, once 7 came out, I'm all like, you'll be there when I come back. Don't worry.
Absolutely.
This happened to our good buddy on the Discord and listener, Ainz. Shout out Ainz. He was playing 16.
He finished
it, but I was like, bro, you need to finish that. It's time to get on the remake train. We need to shelve that 16 shit. We need to come back. So now he's loving life. So shout out to Ainz for jumping on the Rebirth train. But I get it, wanting to finish when you're almost done. I do get it.
Yeah.
I'm still looking at Final Fantasy 9 characters. I gotta close this page because how into Rebirth?
To answer your question, yes, I really hope it's true because, like I said, like I honestly wanna relive the cutscene of Zidane's best friends getting turned to stone in the forest at that end. Like, I mean, spoilers, sorry, like I didn't mean to like
it's like a 25-year-old you know, game. You're good.
But it happens early in the game. So, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I want to relive that scene like again because
so badly.
That scene, I was just like, holy shit. Like that was like just so devastating for me because like the fact that you're watching your best friend like push you to like save you from like being turned to stone. Like that's a brother right there.
That's a bro right there. Also, I remember the music will be really good for that game too, because
The music was great in 9 already.
Yes. So just to have it updated.
Yes. Oh my god.
Speaking of the music, we got to talk about the music of the Rebirth. Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
We'll add it to the list of things.
It's so good.
All right. With that, and you know what? That though, Danny. Any other fond memories of Final Fantasy before we jump into Rebirth?
No, we're good. Let's talk about this shit because again, like I want to talk about this because I was mad at you.
Absolutely. And of course, for listeners at home, Final Fantasy Rebirth is the follow up to the Final Fantasy remake. I think they're calling it Integrade now. I think
Integrade was the
Integrate was the DLC. Okay, so the Final Fantasy VII remake, they decided a couple years ago to come out with it as like kind of a major launch title with the PS5. You know, like once the PS5 came out, it was really quick that the remake game was on the market for us, which is fantastic. Obviously, we loved that game enough to buy the second one.
Yeah.
So
getting
to see the Midgar in 3D.
Did you guys
and all
pre-order
of our familiar
it?
Friends?
I pre-ordered it.
Okay. I didn't pre-order anything.
Did you just do the standard, or did you do like any of the deluxe?
Deluxe.
I think I did the deluxe. At this point, like as soon as I started having money on my own. And I just
everything's deluxe
yeah.
now.
When it was my parents buying games for me, I'm like, oh, I'll get the cheapest one because you know I gotta do some negotiation. But once I started getting, I'm like, deluxe every time. I don't care. I'm part of the problem.
I pre-ordered that shit the day before it came out.
Just you can have it load as soon as it drops. You can be start loading on my damn machine.
Literally, yeah. I was staring at it on the shop, and I'm looking at James, and I go, "So, Final Fantasy Rebirth comes out tomorrow, and
we need it.
I want to get it. What are your thoughts on that?" And then I mentioned, I'm like, yeah, and then there's this deluxe version where, like, you get, like, the soundtrack and, like, a little digital art book. And, you know, you get, like, some accessories and, like, I think a summon materia with it, too, and stuff. And, yeah.
I miss themes. The PS4 had, like... themes and you could have the background be Final Fantasy.
Love that.
I had the theme for Final Fantasy VII for the longest time.
Same. Which one did you have? I always enjoyed the one with Tifa sitting on the water tank thing.
I had that one. And then for Final Fantasy XV, there was one where it was like a Yoshitaka Amano, like a long scroll of his like art, just like the different summons. Final Fantasy.
That would be sick.
I love Yoshitaka Amano. He's so good.
And he makes the watercolor art that is like on the cover of games. Yeah. That always looks so beautiful and good. And you know what, Danny, your story reminds me though with James. If your lady comes up to you and says, "I want to pre-order the Final Fantasy game," you buy the damn game. Yes, if your woman wants the game, you get her the damn game.
It's so funny because when I was talking to him about it, he actually thought that I already pre-ordered it after I spoke to him about it. And he's like, "You already pre-ordered it, didn't you?" I'm all like, it's in my cart right now.
We might as well pull the trigger. And they always, the pre-order stuff, like, it'll come with like, oh, you get this special elixir or a ring, like a special ring or something.
Yeah.
I did not do that. I just got the, a couple days after I just bought it. I was out of the house and traveling. So I was like, I'll just get it when it comes. I did play the demos and that was really cool. So I got to a sneak peek a couple weeks before. I didn't play the demo.
I was going to, but I decided not to because I kind of wanted to not like
spoil anything.
Spoil myself? Like, yeah. I mean, so also I thought I was in trouble when I first started playing it because it's been a while since I played the remake. Because I played the remake when I had COVID, and that was like two years ago. So, and then I was like, oh shit. Because I watched like,
I don't remember anything, the story.
Yeah. I was like, I watched the story this like so far kind of thing. And I thought that was kind of cool that they did that.
Oh, that's great for, yeah.
And then, but then when I first, like when I actually, okay, I'm ready to play the game. There were some things that they were talking about. I was like, I don't remember what is happening. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So
trying to explain the black robed people, you're like, who the hell are these guys again? Yeah, I don't remember this shit. And that's for this game. That wasn't in the original. So it's just
the
like
whisper.
A weird
concept. Were, yeah.
The Whisper. Oh, God. That's such a dorky name. The Whispers. Yeah.
There's been less Whispers so far. There's so much Whisper stuff in the remake one, but I think there's less.
Yes.
In this one.
No. That's definitely a big part of it. They're supposed to something to do with fate. That's like they're a representation of like fates
shit.
Diverging in incorrect ways, yeah. And they're kind of a warning symbol. I see. This is that kind of stuff. I don't. I'm like, the Whispers can go over there. I don't care about that. I want to care about my crew, of course, Cloud. And
all about
Avalanche and
love
all
triangle,
of them.
All about the love.
Yes,
triangle.
Yes.
So much love.
We
triangle
see
stuff.
More. We see a lot more of that in Rebirth than we do in the remake. So,
of course, we're talking about the love triangle between our main spiky-haired character Cloud Strife, along with Aerith, who's she's like our healer / wind expert, mage. Of the group, and then of course Tifa Lockhart. I can't remember
Lockhart,
her last name.
Lockhart.
Tifa, who's kind of a bruiser badass martial artist.
She's
fantastic. Tifa is your childhood friend, and Aerith is your new companion in the group. And do you guys have it
next door?
Yeah, let's pick our favorite between the two. The correct answer is actually Red 13. Once again, it's Red 13. Who is a conscientious and sentient and communicative
good boy.
Lion?
He's a good boy.
Dude, okay, like, I'm sorry.
A good boy.
I cannot stand when these fucking NPCs are calling Red 13 a dog. It's like, he's not a fucking dog. He does not look like a dog. Like he looks like a cat.
He's definitely like a lion. He looks like a lion. That's what he is. But like a Native American lion is how I would describe him.
Dude, I forgot how good the theme of like, he has like this home village that you at some point get to in the original. The music for Cosmo Canyon is a banger. Is a
legendary
banger. It's like these drums and every 20 or so seconds they add like another instrument into like the drums. It's so good. It's a banger.
Yeah, go listen to Cosmo Canyon from the original. I'm excited to see all the music that's going to be coming from classic scenes. Let's spend a smidge of time on that, because we can go all over the place, but we keep bringing up music and that is a huge aspect of Final Fantasy games for sure. Just throughout its history, even during like the pixelated little keytar synthesizer kind of sound from way back in the day to today, where you're getting full orchestrated music with beautiful bands put together.
I can fall asleep to it.
A lot of it. Yeah. I think of Chocobo Ranch when they bring out the banjo and it just sounds so good and just like how I've always wanted it to.
Yeah. I like that I think my favorite character in the remake so far is Yuffie. I don't know if any of you have gotten to like see Yuffie yet.
She
sings some of the themes sometimes, just like humming it along. I love it.
That's like with Barret. Whenever like you have Barret in your party and then you battle and then you finish the battle and Barret goes dun 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 dun.
Yeah, so. That's just the classic that classic little jingle, and it goes into the like diddle diddle diddle. Oh man, it's so much fun to hear that.
So I know we're gonna talk about music, but I Snowman, how far are you in the game?
Oh, this is a good place to establish. Yeah, everybody go around.
I've put 60 hours into the game already.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
What chapter are you on?
I think like...
Can you remember?
12? I think it's 12. I think I'm at 12. Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how much I have left in the game, but I must be
We won't close. Get, you know, and let's do this.
But
we
you're
won't get
definitely
major spoilers.
Way further than
yeah,
I
Yeah, I'm way
am.
Further. Yeah.
Because I just got to Costa del Sol.
Okay.
So that's like chapter 5.
Okay, I'm on chapter 4 in Junon.
Yeah, yeah. I really enjoyed Junon. Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Like I think Junon was fun. So we'll see what happens with Costa del Sol. But yeah, no, I have been introduced to Yuffie.
I just got introduced to her.
I think she's adorable. She's not she's my so personal favorite. Like, mm-hmm. but like I'm glad that like I played her in the DLC. I thought like her little dynamic and like her like self-narrating everything in the DLC was adorable. Yeah. So but now we can go back to the music. What I like about the remake so far, music wise, is whenever you're on your chocobo and the different region you're in, it's the theme for the chocobo song, it's still the same like what Snowman just hummed, but it sometimes will have like a twist to it, like it'll have like a different beat to it and stuff.
Changed it and adapted
So when you're on like your yellow chocobo in the grasslands, like it has that. But then once like you go to like the swampy area, the chocobo's theme song is like a little bit different compared to like when you're in the grasslands or even in Junon for that matter.
Games have been doing this. I think Breath of the Wild or Tears. I think Breath of the Wild. Did this where like if you were walking from one area to the other, like the themes would like merge and kind of shift into the other one.
It would kind of like shift into like the area that you're like exploring and stuff. It's so really
but yeah, they're crushing it on music for this whole
it's
game.
So good.
It really adds to it. This just how can you not be like super amped anytime you hear Sephiroth?
Yeah.
You're like, once that comes up, you're like, oh shit. You know it's not gonna be good. That's the problem.
You know
a high pitched Sephiroth comes.
Bad news.
Yeah. I played the original and there's so many things that they like to me, it just makes sense how they adapted it, or it's like a nod to the original. So like the different chocobos.
Yeah.
There was like this whole like 10-hour mini game of raising, breeding chocobos and getting chocobos.
Yeah, that's
that,
what
like,
James
to, like,
was telling me.
Walk on
James
water.
Played the original.
And,
James played the original too. And actually it was funny because now that I have my gaming PC, I took out my PlayStation out of the office. So now the PlayStation is in the living room and that's kind of where like James has to work or like, you know, if he wants to play something different or whatever. So
Dean
I
walks
asked
in, it's like,
him,
what's that? He's like, just like being distracted by you playing Final Fantasy every time.
Yeah. Like that was me. Cause like last week, was my birthday. And so I took the week off and.
Shout out Pisces, everybody, Pisces gang and the whole damn Discord.
Damn y'all, you're Pisces.
I'm on Tuesday. That's my birthday. So many Pisces.
But this game came out on February 29th. So like literally a couple of days after, you know, I was on vacation. So primarily I was playing Final Fantasy on my vacation and James had to work. So and his desk is in the living room. And this was when like I really wanted to play it. And I asked him, I said, Are you okay with me playing this out in the living room? Like, are you okay if I spoil things? Like, are you okay with just, you know, sitting there and me playing it? Like, what do we want to do here? And he said he was fine. So, and then like every so often, like if a scene came up and like with the chocobos, for example, that's when he told me about the whole breeding situation and stuff like that.
So, oh, from the original game to get Knights of the Round, and then you can beat Ruby Weapon and
in like 2 seconds.
This is just like the lore crap in the background. Yeah. You're just like, oh god, I don't miss breeding chocobos. I hope that's not really. I hope you don't have to do it that much if you have to do anything.
It's like end game stuff. It's like after you finish everything, that's when you start breeding them.
Oh my god! So can we? Much. We're talking
you
about
to, like,
it.
You have to like save scum some of it because you have to like hope that when you bred them that like you got the right chocobo, and if not, you have to like go. That's a mess. It's a mess.
You need the green chocobo to do the blue chocobo.
And everybody the green chocobo, I think, is the one that can cross like mountains. So in Junon, that's the one. It's green and it can like go up, scale the mountains.
It can help with that. Yeah. And of course, everyone at home who's like, what's Final Fantasy? This is a horrible episode to start on of what Final Fantasy is. But of course, the chocobos, the giant chickens you ride. Sometimes I'll get a lot of time to game by myself just in my basement. But sometimes my wife will come check in and be like, oh, what are you playing? And I'm just running around on my chocobo. And I'm just like, it's a giant chicken game.
Like, chicken. I'm on a
don't
chicken.
Worry about this. I'm like, wife, this is art, okay? This giant chicken.
King, does your wife play any video games?
Yeah, no, she does. We'll do some co-op games together.
Is she selective?
Yeah, she really liked. We got her into the Harry Potter game on PS5 when that came out, and she was a big fan of that. And that was her like first major video game that she has ever played as an adult.
Oh wow.
Okay. So she just jumped right into the deep end. We've done some of the Lego.
Those are good co-op.
Lego Harry Potter, Lego Star Wars, Lego. We're going to do Lego Hobbit. And we just started Luigi Mansion 3. She just likes to do co-op games with me. That's a great way to spend time.
Cookout, like Overcooked and stuff like that. Those are good.
Yeah. If you have the PS5, you should play It Takes Two.
Yeah.
It Takes Two.
That is specifically a two-player game only. Like you cannot play that game with one person. Like you have to play it with two people. So
that's good. I'm gonna write that down. It Takes Two. This is good for couple stuff because when you want a game, it's best to find something that you can play with your partner that you're having fun with. And of course, we do Mario Party. She loves cards, so she's a big card head.
Okay.
This is good. I'm gonna keep that in mind. But yeah, I did get my wife to come check out some of Final Fantasy VII while I'm playing it, just the open world aspect to it. And she goes, damn, this is one of the pretty, I didn't know video games were pretty like this.
So pretty. Oh my gosh, it's so pretty. Like the minute you have to like escape Calm.
Calm,
yeah. And you are first introduced to the grasslands. Holy shit. Like I was just like, I got goosebumps just by seeing the grasslands and everything like that. Because I mean, I remember how like traveling from like place to place in Final Fantasy games is once you leave a city,
you can almost never go back.
You're like this huge little like fucking character thing, and like you're just like walking on just like green, and it's not like there's no huge mountains like in this one. So
absolutely, I mean, you hit it on the head too. Coming out of course, this game picks up where the first one left off, where you have left Midgar, and you got to go stop Sephiroth, and you're still trying to take down the evil corporation.
Fuck capitalism, remember?
Fuck capitalism. That's always a weird running theme too of Final Fantasy games, and also this podcast. Snowman loves saying fuck capitalism, and so we respect all opinions on the King's Drunken Court, of course. But we're picking up. Now we're going to explore the world to gather resources, funds. Also, you're being chased by the government and company. Oh my goodness, what is the company called? Shinra. Thank you. Yeah. There we go. We have Shinra chasing you, and you're, you know, one of the first towns you're in is Calm, and you have some tasks to run around. It's an intro to the game a little bit. There's the, of course, the flashback scene with Sephiroth, which was fun playing with him. Sephiroth.
So long too. It was a good sort of expansion because there's a cutscene. There's like a flashback, and I think you fight with like you have like one battle, and Sephiroth's like a party member in the battle.
Yeah,
this is a pretty long sequence of like Sephiroth and Cloud together. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, or is it
the big mystery? Yeah, it's such a. What do you think about Danny? What is your, because you haven't played the, I guess maybe James have told you a little bit about it, but.
Well, I mean, if you've like, I've watched like videos of all of the games. So like, I haven't played some of them, but I could give like a general, like, yeah, this is what this is kind of about. Like the games. I don't know if you saw that for anything.
The only thing of lore that I know of Final Fantasy VII is from Advent Children.
Okay.
That's about it. Like I said, when I was a kid, everyone was talking about Seven. Oh, Seven's my favorite. Seven's better. Blah, blah, blah. I love Seven. Oh, yeah, Cloud and Sephiroth.
Don't make a sound like that. Okay. First off, I don't sound like this. Okay. I'm not talking like that.
Like everyone, like, especially in my friend group, everyone was talking about Seven. I'm just like,
when are we gonna get to nine?
When are we gonna talk about nine? Please, let's talk about nine. I really didn't have a huge interest in the story itself with Seven. All I knew about Seven was there's this spiky haired guy with a big ass sword, and he was.
I see that big ass sword actually right behind you on the left.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's James's side. So,
what do you think about Zach and his situation? That's what maybe we should.
That's right.
Okay. I that's where we should start. Yeah. Maybe that's where we should come back in.
That's fine. I'm good with that because I didn't know who the fuck that guy was.
so the name Zach doesn't mean anything to you.
No,
it didn't mean anything to me until Advent Children, because he was spoken about in Advent Children,
and every time they mention it, like, Cloud is like, ugh, just like spasms.
Yeah, like he gets like, oh no, like he gets all flustered and stuff. Oh, is that your boyfriend? Like,
I mean, look at him. Look at Zach. You know,
they look, and honestly, they look good together. I love their little. They have turtleneck sweaters with the sleeves cut off, turtleneck vests. And I'm like, yeah, dude, that's a good. That is a look right there, man.
Matching couple right there.
Good lord, that's so dark. I love all the costumes in this, and just the people's outfits, because it looks so tacky at times and ridiculous.
Tifa the whole time, just like cut off
the suspender, dude. The suspenders.
Sports bra and short skirt. It's not even a skirt. It's a skirt, like,
ooh, which is like the dorky version of both.
I know nothing about Zach. I low key almost wanted to play. What is it? Crisis.
Oh yeah,
that's Crisis a good one. Yeah,
because that was like on the PSP. And then they
ported it almost.
They imported it onto the PS5. I almost got it because, like, again, that's like a prequel, and that's like, and you actually play Zach in that. Yeah. So, but I skipped it. I was all like,
yeah, I started it, but then the remake came, but then something else came out. I'm like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
And it also tells you because they talk about like the Wutai and Shinra War, which is kind of like what happens, like the main conflict in Crisis Core, but whatever.
You don't need to know. It's fine.
You'll get enough info on Zach throughout the whole thing. It's just
this time it seems way more like in the original it's game. Different. It's just flashbacks of like, oh, this is this guy Zach. Just like here's his whole deal, which I'll hold off on the big reveal on that. But in this game, you're kind of like, you're introduced to him
going on
already early. We've already met him at the beginning of this game, I think. That's how it kind of starts off, with a flashback of the ending of the previous events. Because you're like, oh, the team gets their butt whooped Yeah. And then this dude comes out of nowhere and you're like, yeah, wait a minute, this wasn't in the first game.
Yeah, the alternate universe kind of thing. And I'm like, yeah, that was just like, what is going on here? I'm so confused. Yeah. Why am I playing Zach?
I think you're supposed to be confused, because I think that even like if you played the original, we're like, you know what? We're going to confuse the shit out of you too. Like even if you've played the original, you're not going to know what's going on. With that part specifically. So it's very confusing.
And I'm excited about that, because it's, I, you know, some people are like, I wanted a perfect remake of this game that is exactly like I remember as a childhood, nothing new, nothing interesting. And I'm like, well, you can just go play that game.
Yeah.
Right. You like, can just go play the original with like remastered graphics.
Yeah. But a little, a bit of update. I have heard the creators are very clear. They're like, we know how important this game is to a lot of people. We're going to make a few updates, a few changes here and there, but this will be your game still. Yeah. Like it is still the same feel, like the same vibe is going to go throughout the whole thing. But just my suspicion
is that the stuff that happens will happen. Just like how we get there will be different, or like the motivations of why it happens are different. But I suspect that everything will happen the same way, just like with some updates.
Well, one of the big differences to this game that I'm excited about and happy, we talked a little bit about with Sam, is our side characters that you get to come across. And all of the side characters, it seems like, are mandatory or a part of the game. Yeah. Like you will be getting them, as opposed to the original where you could miss out on Yuffie. You could miss out on the greatest character of all time, Vincent, who is the best dude.
Oh yeah,
he's a vampire with a gun. Yes. That's the most American shit ever.
Like a huge sexy gun. Right? It's like a magnet. It's like a huge pistol. It's ridiculous.
I'm excited for Danny to meet Vincent and get to know him better.
So I know of Vincent, and when I saw him, like when I saw illustrations of him, I was just like,
damn.
He's my husband.
Like, yeah, he's so good.
He's my husband, hands down. And I'm so excited to see him in this. And Matt Mercer is voicing him too.
Yeah.
Ooh. First Matt Mercer voices Ganon in Tears of the Kingdom. And Daddy now Ganon. I get him as Vincent Valentine. Yeah. Yes. Like give me more. Give me
when
more.
When I was playing the demo, and they like at the end of the second part of the demo, they like have like this big trailer, and Vincent shows up in it, and I just like I shrieked. I made a noise that I don't feel like I would. I made a noise that I don't feel like I would be comfortable making in with other people hearing it. It was so bad.
Okay, so being as we're talking about characters, I do want to talk about what are our thoughts on finally being able to control and play as Red? Because in the remake, when we are first introduced to Red, you know, he's just there. Like he's just like a companion super that kind of like he, you don't get to really play him. He's just like an NPC really, who just does whatever he wants. Like he still battles with you, but you can't control him like the other four. So I just wanted to know like how you guys felt about finally being able to control Red now compared to the remake.
I'm having a blast with him. He's such an interesting character just right off the top.
He's so funny.
He's really, he's very sassy. he's a sassy cat is what we're trying to say.
I'm going to say this, King, once you get to the parade and oh also God, once you get to, once you get onto the ship to go to Costa del Sol, like, Red is just such a character.
He's so good. There's one specific scene that I'm thinking of that is the most ridiculous. Like this game is so goofy.
I think I know exactly which one you're talking about, because when I saw it, I was just like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
Yeah. Well, just there's so many TikToks that's like, "What is Final Fantasy? What is this Final Fantasy VII game about?" And they're like, "It's Cloud on a dolphin," or it's them
or
dancing.
Red,
and you're like,
or Red riding a fucking chocobo.
I was going to say, if Red 13 is in your party, it is a lion cat riding like a human on a chocobo.
So regardless of if they're in your party, like They're still riding with
you. Oh, they'll
you.
Still ride it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's just farther away. Like, and you can't see them as clearly.
Yeah.
If he is in your party, then you can literally see him right next to you. But
it's
like,
so ridiculous.
It's so
looking.
Weird. It is so weird.
It does. Like, his body looks unnatural when he does it. So yes. That's the kind
I'm
of
like,
shit where
sir,
I have to laugh. It's just so.
I'm
funny.
Like, sir, you're a fucking lion. Like, you're an animal too. You can easily catch up with these chocobos.
Just run. Yeah. Just like, run just with run. Them.
Just run.
I could imagine the developers like, okay, how do we do this?
How do we do?
We just make
them
run, and someone said, that, "Dude, it's Final Fantasy. Like, did you see the shit we did in the first one? Just have them on the fucking chocobos, like whatever."
But to your point, Danny, it's a lot of fun getting to play with
so
everybody
fun.
Individually, but especially new guys like Red 13. His spinning. You know, strike attacks are really crazy.
His abilities are great. Like, I love his abilities. When I was able to actually like play with the party members and stuff, like immediately, I think like automatically, it's like Barret and Aerith or something like that with you or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I immediately switched like everybody around. I'm like, okay. Where's my best girl? I need Aerith first. Like, she's my favorite. Yeah. Aerith. Like, when I played the remake for the very first time and like you are introduced, not when Cloudfurtz meets Aerith, and she gives him the flower and stuff like that. It's when like they actually started in the church. Yes.
Yeah.
That whole scene and them like on their little like date on the roof.
Oh.
I like goosebumps. I'm all like, this is the best scene I have ever.
Tifa,
this
baby.
Whole
Tifa.
Tifa. Literally go, this whole chapter right now is like the best, and it's literally the highlight of my time in playing Remake. So like that's when I mean I already was kind of like a stan for Aerith, in the beginning. Sorry, Snowman.
Snowman's like, no. Why not?
Childhood friend. Let's go for the childhood friend.
Why can't Cloud? Why not both? Why not have both girls?
Yeah.
I mean, when you say both, do you mean Zephyroth, Sephiroth and Zach? Is that what you mean?
That's what I actually say. When I'm talking about both, I'm talking about the soldier program. The soldier.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. That's what I'm talking about.
The little hotties program. That's what they should call that. No, but it's fun getting to kind of date around with the girls and interacting with the characters and saying the correct thing to improve their mood, to improve your party status and everything is a cool
part.
Am
I the only one that gets anxiety when there's like that dial on like, okay,
oh my God.
Respond.
It's
like,
you have time
I don't know.
Like,
what do you want me to do?
You have like, 5 seconds. It's like, you better respond.
Don't make me respond this quickly, please. Like, I don't know what to say.
Let me take my time on that.
Man, like I think I might have fucked up on Yuffie's response the first time that you talked to her, like to get like, oh, you know, your relationship has changed with this set character and stuff.
And that's because in the original one, like the way you recruited Rufy, because she was an optional character, is you fought her and then you had to say specific questions, like answer specific questions in a specific way to get the. To get her to recruit her, and it didn't make that much sense because you had to be like kind of like an asshole to her a little bit. Like if you were really nice, she was like, "Oh, nah." It was weird, but yeah, I always get it. I'm like, "Oh, which one do I pick?" And then I just pick one.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy. I don't want to play games. Okay, I know I'm playing this game, but I don't want to play games with my characters. I want these characters to be my friends. Look, that's exactly
really important. This love triangle is really important to me. Okay,
or even play games within games.
Oh my God, so many mini games. Oh,
let's talk
so
about this is
so
one of my questions I wanted to bring up to you guys. Okay, what is the main card game that you play throughout the beginning?
Queen's Blood, I think.
Queen's Blood. Yeah.
What do you guys think of Blood. It's like chess but for Yu-Gi-Oh.
So much Queen's Blood. Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's like a good like it's representation so of what it is.
I'm okay at it. Do you guys even bother with that crap or no?
I am.
I will say Queen's Blood is a lot easier than Blitzball in 10.
Yeah,
Blitzball sucks ass.
I hate Blitzball. Yeah. Like, I think honestly, that's like the worst thing about 10 is Blitzball. Like, I fucking hate Blitzball. And the card game that you play in 9. Like, I do not understand the card game in 9. I don't know what it was called in
there. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, but yeah, there's a card game in there. Yeah.
These aren't, like, and what's interesting is there's a lot of side quests to a Final Fantasy game, but especially this one right now that we're playing. And they really are optional. I'm sure playing the card game can boost your whatever kind of stats and get you more points to buy more MacGuffins or whatever.
So I'm a completionist.
Yeah, so I liked unlocking all of the grasslands. Yeah, when I unlocked everything, I was like, hell yeah. And then I looked at the time and I was like, oh my God, I haven't done anything in this game.
Did you do what I told you to do and just go straight to the Chocobo Ranch and then explore?
When you get into the grasslands, anyone listening, it's not a spoiler, just go to the Chocobos, because you can go start doing side quests, but it's so much quicker to travel by Chocobo. You're just running like on a horse, basically. So it cuts down travel time by quite a bit. You can start unlocking areas too. I love the fast travel aspect of these open worlds.
Super quick, like something that I like, super quick loading screens, just like you fast travel and you're there. It's not like it doesn't take like 10 seconds to load. It's like super quick, which I enjoy. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. And I'm loving that whole kind of part to it. But bringing it back to side games, mini games.
Yeah, I was getting overwhelmed in the beginning. Many. I'm all like, okay, here's Queen's Blood. Great. Okay. This is kind of easy in a way, low key. And then all of a sudden, there's fucking Frontier Condor. And I'm like, why am I playing Frontier Condor again? Like, I played this in the DLC. I don't want to fucking play this again.
That's the one that fucking sucks. And the last one was so hard. The last one was so hard. I did it so many times. That's the one that broke me.
So when I finally completed Chadley's like thing with the condor shit, and then they give you the option, oh, here's hard mode. And I'm like, okay. And so I tried hard mode and I'm like, no, I'm not playing this because this is fucking bullshit. I have shitty ass minion things and like the only good people on my team are like the main party members and everything like that. I'm not playing this on hard mode. Like, I even tried going back to like the very first stage, which was the easiest one. I was just like, no, fuck this shit. I'm done. Like,
fuck that game.
And
this is before like the Gold Saucer. We haven't even made it to the Gold Saucer, which is like the hub of all mini games.
And there's so the
Gold Saucer ones are good. Those ones I enjoy.
I don't think I've gotten to that yet, but I attempted to play the piano games.
Oh, dude, that's another one. I just gave up immediately.
I cannot. I don't.
It's like being ambidextrous with your thumbs.
It's so difficult to try and play like any of the rhythm. Like, I'm pretty good at rhythm games. Like, I actually fairly enjoy rhythm games, especially the Final Fantasy, like
the Dane sequence.
Yeah, the DS ones and stuff. I don't know if you guys have played like, but they're like the symphony type of.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, so I played those and they're fun, but with this piano game, I was just like, I don't know if I could play this. Like,
I gave up immediately. Too hard. I was like, let's get this game moving, and it's so early in the game with the flashback. You're just like, I just want to. I'm trying to get onto the grasslands, man.
That wasn't like a rhythm game. That was just you like.
Playing around.
Playing on the piano and stuff. Also, that little scene was fucking funny when like Cloud was talking about like back then and like, you know, you went to my house, Tifa's like, you went to my house and then like you're walking in her house and then you get to her room and She's like, you went into my room?
I know. That's
did you open up the closet? Did you open up
the closet? I didn't open up the closet. I wanted to be nice.
No, no, because if you do, it negatively affects your relationship with Tifa, which is bad.
I did. I did. And then Tifa and Aerith both like yell at you when you
of course they do.
They're like, you shouldn't do that. And you're like, obviously I was smelling your clothes. Okay, chill out.
You're like, asshole. Which is like, that's the thing that I also like about, because like the first one, it's like, there's no dialogue. There's no like tone to things, so you can't tell how these characters like feel about each other, but in the remake, like, you really easily comes across, and Tifa and Aerith are like, they're friends, they're really good friends, and they're both kind of pining for, well, sort of for the same guy, and it's kind of like a little bit weird, but they're friends, and I like that.
Their relationship is really cute together, but
I love it when you go to the swamp and like they're reading the sign about the snake thing, that whole thing, like, can we go get chocobos, and like the camera just like zooms in on them and they're just like, can we, like, you know, you can't say no to us, like,
so much flirting. So much flirting, and
there's a lot from both of them.
I loved it. I was like, yes please.
And it makes the game more endearing, scenes like that, because sometimes, you know, like, Cloud is obviously the ultimate cool boy who can't show emotion and is obviously emotionally traumatized by his past. But they really bring him out of his shell, and it's really cute and endearing, I mentioned, when those moments happen. So you feel the impact of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I also thought it was so fucking cool when like they fucking beat that big ass serpent thing.
Dude, and like, that serpent is a bastard in the original game too.
Skewer shish kebab out of it.
And those are because it's like, it's just like reference after reference to the original one.
Yeah.
Because that the way it happens in the original is at some point you beat that one and then you happen on another one. And the implication is that Sephiroth like is the one who skewered it,
right?
And it looks
yeah. That's what James told me, because I beat the serpent while James is at work, and then it cuts to the scene where like the serpent is attempting to drown you and everything, and then all of a sudden Sephiroth comes in, and James is all like, "Oh shit! Like, there's Sephiroth. Is he gonna do the thing?" And he's like, yep, there's the thing. Are they going to do the other thing? Yep, there's the thing. And that's when James told me, like, oh, they did the same exact thing with the serpent and the, you know, the shish kebab skewer thing. And then that's when he told me, like, we think it's Sephiroth, but, you know, it's implied.
In the original, it's like a hell of a boss fight, because he, like, can, like, knock you out of the party. And then you're just done. You just like, the battle's done, and you have to like restart the battle from the beginning. He like knock you out from the encounter.
Ugh, that's annoying.
So annoying. It's super annoying. I can't remember what you have to do to like get around that or not get kicked out. I think you have to beat him quickly. Maybe it's like a thing or something like that.
Get good at it. That.
You just hope you don't fall upon him. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
In this game, you obviously have to beat him to continue in the game.
Yeah.
But that's a great first boss fight. Like that the impact of that is strong. The skewering is so cool. I love, like, you can go see his carcass too later on.
I know. When that whole like battle was done and I was like kind of going to explore the swamp area a little bit more. And then I like turned the camera around and faced the serpent, and I'm all like, look at my trophy. Job well done.
And I love, you can just transport really quickly back to spots if you've been to. So if you need to go get something done or whatever, you want to go see something. I love that aspect for the open world kind of just vibe to it. But still, it's open, but it's not too much. So it's not overwhelming at any time.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I honestly like about the remakes of 7 is that, you know, they still give you the ability of an open world game, but it's still in that classic kind of like, here's chapter by chapter, like, you know,
and you have like the linear portions whenever you're like moving from one area to the next area. It gets kind of linear for a bit. They split off your party, so you have to use everyone.
Mm-hmm. And I like that too, instead of just like, you know, I'm not going to use Barret at all, or, you know, because there are specific
which in the original
things.
Like I, the first time I played it, Red and Aerith the whole time. Never changed. Never changed. Nobody ever gets used besides Red.
Well,
Red
I mean,
and,
Aerith
Red
is your Aerith. Healer, so, yeah. You know, and I mean, I don't know how Red is in the original, but I'm pretty sure he was pretty good.
Yeah, he's good. And he's good at both magic and he's good at both magic and attacking. So,
which is always what you want, that like perfect character for everything. We have limited time here today, so I have a couple questions that I want to make sure I get to for you guys. Tell me about how you feel about is it Chudley? Chudley's that's his name.
Chadley. Has,
Chadley.
Chadley has these like side missions for you to do. One of them is going around and turning on towers. Yeah. To get a better read of the area, which reminds me of a game that we also love to play in Discord. And of course, that's Zelda, Breath of the Wild, and Tears of the Kingdom.
Tears of the Kingdom.
Dude, I was like, did you guys just rip this off blatantly? Like turning on towers to scan the area.
Much. Yeah.
It's not even like fucking Breath of the Wild. Like it's not like the
map is like
the map is like blue or anything like that. Like when you're not turning on those towers, like you can still walk around the map and you're still revealing what is where on the map. Like the towers are just there for like, you know, those like little side quest things that Chadley is requesting for. So I mean, I don't have an issue. I really don't have an issue with Chadley's quests, quite frankly.
There's just so much of it. So many of them.
There's so
every region, so many of them.
Honestly, it's just an excuse for you to just explore the world.
Yeah,
really.
That's exactly.
So, you know, I don't have an issue. My one issue was the fucking condor.
That's the one. That's
bullshit
the worst one.
Thing.
The
I was just all like, are you serious? Like, I don't. Why? Like, why
Chadley,
are we going
stop
back
this.
To this fucking game? Like,
and Chadley's like, "Oh, you want? I made them hard now." And I'm like, "Fuck you, Chadley."
The only good thing about Condor was they fucking isekai'd them into the game.
It's
okay,
funny. it's a funny way.
That
to do
was
it,
hilarious, and then having them look like their original,
that's awesome.
Designs. From
the pixelated.
That happens again
that's
later.
So funny.
It's not Fort Condor, but it happens again later at the Gold Saucer. No more Fort Condor, at least that I know of. I promise you, Danny.
My God.
No more Fort Condor. That's probably the most annoying mini game.
I hate that game.
But the original one had a lot of mini games, but this one they're just like more mini games.
I was just like, holy shit! I don't mind, like, aside from the piano rhythm games, like I don't mind any of the other like rhythm games that they have in here. Like in the remake, when you have to like dance at Andre's club and stuff, I thought that was fucking hilarious.
That
like,
was so fun too.
It was
like
so good.
The soundtrack was great. Cloud was a little cutie patootie, and you're just you're impressing the gals. The gals love it.
Yeah.
That one's good. That one's a good.
So I actually
scene.
When I went to Otakon and Sen and I were walking around Artist Alley. There was an artist that had this standing.
Oh, nice.
Oh my gosh.
Cloud in the Bumblebee Andre thing. And then also Tifa and Aerith.
Okay, that's badass. That's a very cool collectible right there. Oh, and it flips around too. Oh man.
So you can either have them in front and then Cloud in the back or whatever.
Or vice versa.
But, yeah, this shit was expensive. This shit was like $15. I was all worth it. This is so worth it. I don't give a
that's
shit. Funny.
That's definitely worth it. That's a good collectible right there. Yeah. That's super cool.
I saw that and I was with Sen and I was just like, I don't care. I'm getting it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm loving this. You know, as we come to time here in a little bit, because Mr. Snowman has a real life and a job that he's got to get to here in a little bit. I want to get some final thoughts from Danny just on her rebirth experience, what she's looking forward to, all that kind of stuff. Maybe her top favorite
Vincent.
Moment.
I'm
in
looking
the game.
Forward to Vincent.
And that's the end of the show. Goodbye,
he's so good.
Give me my man. I want my man.
Yes, we want our vampire daddy. I'm to be honest, I'm also
Wait, is he really a vampire?
Yeah.
Like, actually?
He just looks like a vampire. I don't know if he's okay. Actually.
Oh, actually, yeah, I just assumed he was, but like his vibe. Like, also, he sleeps in a coffin.
Yes, that's the thing. Like, when you
find him, that is an actual thing. Okay.
When you find him, he's like sleeping in a coffin. Yes, yes.
He's got to be. And he's pretty old. Like, yeah, he's been old, around. He's I mean,
so
if he's
he
not,
has to be a vampire then.
Yes.
Something. He's something.
Snowman's just fucking play the game.
Just fucking play the game.
And I can't remember. I can't remember what his whole backstory is, because he had his own video game actually at some point.
That's right. I remember he did have it. Wasn't it like on the PSP or something like that?
No, it was for the PlayStation, I think. It was like after. It takes place after the Final Fantasy VII game.
Okay. Man, I mean, I would totally want a standalone game for Vincent.
Oh,
again.
It's so good. I can't, like, I imagine that, like, Yuffie, he'll be like, it won't be like an optional thing. He'll just like join at some point. And I'm so excited to just like shoot around. He has a gun. It's just like
just blast around.
It's a question. Is Yuffie an optional character in Rebirth as well, or do you automatically get her?
No, I think they're going to make it so that they automatically join. I don't think there's like a way to not have them join.
Yeah, because I think the Wu Tai stuff is going to be important. I feel like
I don't want her in my party. I was just, because I know you mentioned that it was optional.
Yeah, the idea of like Wu Tai and like go and like them is like they're mentioned in the original game, but it's like a whole optional thing, which I think won't be the case in this one.
Gotcha. I am not looking forward to Kate Sith, because Kate Sith is so weird.
He's a very weird. It's a Moogle. Like, it's not him. It's like the weird Moogle thing that he walks around on. It's so weird.
Oh, what do you guys think of the Moogle designs?
They're good. They're okay. I hate that.
Just Moogles in general are weird as fuck. And just like in the universe of Final Fantasy, of all the things in Final Fantasy, the Moogles are the weirdest to me.
Because
they're
James,
just mythical James, magic bears.
James hates how they look in Rebirth.
Oh, really?
Like, interesting. He's all like, they're fucking koalas. These aren't Moogles. Where are my Moogles? Like, Moogles, these are his words, and I quote, "Moogles are cute. These are just blah. Like, these are koalas. Why are these talking koalas here? Like, I don't want koalas."
they're always so weird. It's like one of the weird, and they're like, nobody can see them usually in like a bunch of games. Right. It's only you who can see them.
Right. Whether they're real or not is questionable at times. Yeah. You're like, is this a real thing?
Is this just Cloud hallucinating?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, and now we're see now when you get to
it's,
the Moogles,
it's the
you just start
shrooms that he takes when before he walks into the to it's the true. Thing into the
exactly.
Door.
When you start talking about Moogles in Final Fantasy,
I don't like
you,
that minigame
you,
either.
No, you know you've gone crazy and off the rails of a conversation trying to explain the Moogle aspect. You're
the
like, wait, I thought this
the
was
Moogle. Is this
you're like
Moogle's
I thought this
right.
was about taking out like eco-terrorism and taking down capitalism. You're like, yeah, but there's also Moogles.
Moogles, yeah.
I think that's perfect, y'all. We got to get out of here. We got to go. Somebody's got to go take care of business and pay the bills for this whole thing.
Yeah. All out and play Final Fantasy, because that's what I'm going to do after this.
I think I want to go play some more. So I think I'm going to have to.
I had to stop. I had to stop at a point in Costa del Sol. So I want to hop back into it.
Yeah,
I played a little bit this morning before I went to work. But then I had to stop.
I'm definitely playing
underwear.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. That's why I said I'm like I'm in the beach episode right now. So.
Yeah, there's a whole beach episode.
That's pretty much what Costa del Sol is.
Super silly, King. Do you remember like Barrett in like the sailor uniform in the original
one?
Oh my
god.
Yeah,
fucking do it. And you're like, why is he in a fucking sailor uniform? In the original, there's like no explanation for it. I think in this one, he's like, oh, I like this. Like how it looks.
Yeah,
I like how
like
it looks and feels. He's
a little
sailor.
Like reason on why and everything.
It's like, oh, I just like how it looks. Like what the hell?
Oh,
it feels
man.
Good. It feels good.
It's so funny.
Barrett, I'm like, I like to look cute.
This is so too great. Weird. I'm so excited to get more into it. I'm only 13 hours in. Chapter 4, obviously Snowman's way ahead, so just everything coming, I'm still amped on this game. I can't wait for more of what's to come and everything. And with that, I want to thank my special friend and co-host of the show, Snowman. Thank you again, Snowman, as always. Yes. We got some cool stuff cooking, some guests in the future that we've already reached out to.
Exciting. Oh, yeah.
It'll remain a secret. Will remain a secret, but we'll tell Danny afterwards because it's super cool folks that are coming to hang out.
After you record it, I bet. Not even, it might be. Yeah.
Like I said, you're not going to like when we do our Sailor Moon Cardcaptor breakdown series.
And that's when you're officially canceled.
Exactly. There you go. Once again, I want to thank our very special guest. We love her. She's a dear friend of ours. Of course, Danny, thank you for shedding some light on your thoughts on everything Final Fantasy VII and more.
Don't forget to forget not to forget me again.
We'll have to check with Danny now. Every time I'm like, hey, Danny, we're going to talk about this. Are you sure you don't want to come on?
She's like, I'm there. I'll be there. But she's always welcome on the Drunken Court, obviously. One more time from us. We want you all to go check out links.animesummit.net. There you'll find info for my podcast, Anime Plummet. This show, as well as Danny's podcast, Anime Summit. And Danny, one more time with the info for the plummet of the summit. 9,029.69.
I don't know. Sam is like, I don't know what she wants to do with the title. Like, I'm okay with plummet in the summit 9,000 because, like, it's funny.
Yeah. 10, it's over 9,000.
Oh, 10,000. Yeah. Just like 11,000 and stuff. Yeah. That'll be funny. Last day, the cutoff point for voting is Friday, March 22nd. So head over to our Discord. It's in the pins under the announcements tab and or our Twitter. And also, fucking Mochi, stop it, please.
God damn it. For the audience, Mochi had just been the whole time, just like in the background. And now she's decided that the podcast is over. I'm just going to be on top of
Danny. Yeah, she's like, I'm done. Like, you were at work all day and you didn't even play with me when you got home. Like, what the fuck?
She behaved the whole time until right now.
Yeah. She's been so good. She's been by herself all day, though. I feel bad because James is not here, so. But anyway, yeah. Cutoff point is for voting is March 22nd. So
please come vote and help us pick some of our favorite animes of the year for a whole bunch of cool, fun, different categories that you get to vote on. As always, folks, thank you for enjoying responsibly. And remember, less is more. We'll see you guys later.